Wednesday edition, Mr. Irrelevant. Let's go, baby. Presented by the lovely, the wonderful, the legendary Door County Distillery, locally produced, handcrafted, and award-winning spirits made locally in Door County. I love them. They love you. You should love them, too. Find them wherever you get great spirits. DoorCountyDistillery.com for more information. I'm Alex Stroff with you from the Gruber Law Offices. One Call, That's All Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. Producer Tiny Hands with us as always. Hunter Vaughn back at the Everlight Solar Studio in downtown Madison. Happy Wednesday, Hunter. Hump Day, I think they call it sometimes. How are you?
I'm good. I'm going to derail the show, and I've got a question for you because I don't know how to go about
right off the bat?
Yeah, right off the bat.
Okay, go ahead.
So I'm a big nerd. We've talked about this before. And on Disney Plus, there's the new animated X-Men show. And the new episode drops on Wednesdays. So I don't watch it in the morning, but my TikTok, because I'm obsessed with that app and I can't get off of it, is filled with like spoilers and things like that. So how do I handle this? Do I like save these videos that I want to watch later, but I don't want to see moments from the show? Like, I don't know what to do. I'm very concerned.
Do you want a truthful answer?
Yeah.
Do you want a truthful answer?
Yeah.
Get a hobby.
That is my hobby.
Going on TikTok is your hobby?
No, watching the show.
Get off TikTok for 12 hours.
I can't do that.
In fact, I do it every day. I do it every day.
There's no shot. There's no shot.
I do not touch TikTok at work.
I don't believe you at all.
You can look at my screen time if you want to. I'd happily send it to you. I don't touch TikTok at work. I get here at 8:30. I leave around 6. Between those hours, I don't touch TikTok.
I don't believe you at all.
Sure. Well, that's fine. You don't have to, but I'm telling you the truth. Anyway, I'm not answering any more questions. I will tell you, though, Hunter, since you want to derail it, I'll help you. The season finale of The Circle came out at 2 a.m. this morning. I have not gone on TikTok because I don't want to be spoiled on the season finale of The Circle on Netflix. So there you go. All right. On the show for you today, I want to talk a lot about the NFC North, the Packers, the Bears. I've had a ton of conversations around that this week. Brian Bulaga chimed in on it on Monday night when I filled in on the Homer Hour on 94.5 ESPN. I thought he had a really good statement about that. DJ Moore was on Up and Adams with Kay Adams this week, so I want to play a clip from that show as well from DJ Moore. Actually, something I liked from DJ Moore, the Bears wide receiver, so we'll get to that momentarily. Cameron Hunter, the Badgers' new point guard who they picked up in the transfer portal from Central Arkansas, will join me in just over 10 minutes to talk about the transfer portal process and obviously his recruitment to Wisconsin, the new point guard in town coming from Central Arkansas. As I mentioned, 16.9 points per game 2 years ago. Missed all of last season with a foot injury, but ready to go for him. So excited to talk to Cam Hunter, the new Badger, coming up here in about 10 minutes. Also want to talk just transfer portal overall with Tiny Hands, because I think it is a fascinating topic, but we haven't talked much about it in the last few weeks, because with everything going on with the NFL draft and the NBA playoffs and the Bucks getting bounced, it's kind of been a secondary topic. So it is something I still want to talk about because it's something I'm fascinated by, right? Like a couple of years ago, for 2 years, I hosted a show with Pat Richter, the former athletic director at the University of Wisconsin. And that was a topic I was able to discuss with somebody who has a very good understanding of collegiate athletics. Every week we were talking about the portal and NIL and how to navigate in this new era of college sports. So I do want to talk a little bit about that after our conversation with Cam Hunter before we wrap up the show. But I do want to start in the NFL, do want to start with the NFC North, and do want to start with DJ Moore, who is on Up and Adams with Kay Adams, formerly of Good Morning Football. Yesterday, I believe he was on, or Monday earlier this week. And Kay was just kind of shooting from the hip, right, as she does. She is such a terrific conversationist. Conversator? I don't know what the word is, but she's so
conversationalist.
Great. Yeah, there you go. Sure, that can be the word. And she's so good at like just kind of tossing out a topic and triggering a response from somebody. So here's her back and forth with Bears wide receiver DJ Moore about the defensive backfields in the NFC North.
You know, the NFC North, what I noticed, they really beefed up their secondary. Have you noticed that?
Who?
The Lions, they took two corners back to back. Xavier McKinney's in Green Bay now.
That's nice.
Yeah? How do you feel?
I don't feel no way about it. They just there.
I don't feel no way about it. They just there. I got to be honest with you. I kind of love that from DJ Moore, the Bears wide receiver. I love that he doesn't care, Right, what he's focused on is the Bears' offense and the incoming quarterback and Caleb Williams and adding Keenan Allen and being able to mesh with him and DeAndre Swift, the new running back in town. The Bears beefed up their offense. That's where DJ Moore's concern lies, and I like that a lot from him. What I don't like is how, over the course of the last week, we started the show with it on Monday, is what happened at the Cubs game over the weekend. Right? You could talk trash. You just really don't have the opportunity to talk trash yet. And if you missed it on Monday, here's what happened. Here's what broke out at Wrigley Field that weekend as the Cubs and Brewers played and Caleb Williams threw out the first pitch at the Cubs game.
Green Bay sucks! Green Bay sucks! Green Bay sucks! Green Bay sucks!
See, I like the energy from Caleb, or excuse me, from DJ Moore a little bit more. Because he's just like, who beefed up their secondary? They're just there, whatever. You know, it is what it is. Not much of my concern. So, I love it, man. I love it. So, I really like that from DJ Moore, and I like that he's just focused on them. And when it comes to Caleb Williams, I understand the excitement. I do, right? Like, it's not often a 7-win football team has the number one overall pick and is able to take in what is viewed as a generational talent at the quarterback position, a position in which the Bears have never succeeded. They've never had a 4,000-yard passer in franchise history. And let's keep in mind, they've had several years now with 17 games to throw for 4,000 yards. That's less than 250 yards a game from their quarterback, and nobody's been able to do it. And I think with the offense in front of him, Caleb Williams will have a decent shot already this year to become the first Bears quarterback to ever do it. And I think he's got a good shot to be a franchise quarterback for the Bears, but we need to see him in an NFL uniform before making those assessments. Brian Bulaga on the Homer Hour earlier this week, I filled in for Steve the Homer True, the Emmy Award winner, with Brian Bulaga Monday from 5 to 6 on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. I thought Blue summed it up perfectly about the excitement with Caleb Williams and the Bears quarterbacks and all the in-betweens. Here's Brian Bulaga earlier this week.
This is the same way the Bears fans were acting 3 years ago, right? Like when they drafted Fields and they gave away the farm to go get Fields. And they were excited at that point in time, too. And, you know, obviously there's always optimism when you get a high-ranked quarterback, so to speak. And I understand their excitement and all that. But, they're jumping the gun, and Bears fans always do.
Bears fans always do. They jump the gun, and that's what they're doing right now. So I'm with them, right? When you look across the NFC North, which I've said many times, I think it has a very good shot to be the best division in all of the NFL this year. I just don't know that the Bears are necessarily a part of that. I view that definitely the Lions are obviously in contention, should be viewed as the favorite for many reasons, right? They're coming off an appearance in the NFC Championship game. I think Dan Campbell's a good head coach. I think Jared Goff is underrated as a quarterback. I think there's a ton of reasons you can view the Lions as the favorite in the division. I also think, though, that the Green Bay Packers should be viewed as a serious favorite in this division. I view that after what they did last year and likely only getting better, they're going to be giving the Lions a real run for their money, which I love, right? Like, you look at what Green Bay was able to do in a season where there was so much uncertainty and no expectations, and Jordan Love proves A, he's a franchise quarterback, and proves B, that Matt LaFleur is the offensive genius that we thought he could be and was, but he had a four-time MVP quarterback to prove that in previous years. Last year, it was a fresh start. It was a new quarterback. It was a new offense. It was a really young offense, young wide receivers, young tight ends. Like, we're all sitting at home on our couch drinking a cherry brandy old-fashioned from Door County Distillery, thinking to ourselves, oh, boy. This might be a long year, especially in September and October. Then you get to late November, early December, thinking, wow, they might have something here. And then they lose to the Giants, and their playoff contention is in question, and then they rattle off a few at the end of the year, including a win over the Vikings and a win over the Bears in weeks 17 and 18, respectively. You're thinking, okay, great. Like, they got to the playoffs. They did something they weren't able to do with Aaron Rodgers a year ago. They're good enough. Hopefully next year's better. And then they shock us all with that playoff win over Dallas. And now the expectations this year, this is a bona fide playoff team. this could even be a true contender, depending on what Jeff Hafley, the new defensive coordinator, does with their defense. And I've got some high expectations for Jeff Hafley, right? Like, I've been a Packers fan my whole life, as I know a lot of us have been. And I've never had real expectations for a Packers defense since, definitely since Rodgers took over as the quarterback. I've never had high expectations. You know, you had some players, right? Woodson obviously had some really good years. Clay Matthews, both of those guys had defensive player of the year worthy years as members of the Packers defense. But there was always holes. They were never able to stop the run. Think about when Adrian Peterson used to torch them. Then think about David Montgomery, who's torched them for two different teams in the NFC North. I just feel like this year, A, there was so much investment in the draft again, despite it not being from the first round and the first day of the draft. But the Packers defense has some serious, serious juice behind it. And I'm not expecting a perfect product come year one by any means. I'm not expecting a perfect product shooting week four. But I'm not expecting a perfect product overall. I'm just expecting some more juice, some more downhill action, some safeties that are worthwhile, right? Xavier McKinney and then Javon Bullard, who was the second-round pick out of Georgia, who will likely be your starting safety. Some of these linebackers who they drafted could make an early punch. Last year you saw the offensive players, who were all young and inexperienced, come through. The nice thing about this year's defense, despite it being a new scheme to a point, is you've got some veteran presence, right? Think about the Kenny Clarks and the Quay Walkers and the Jair Alexanders of the world, and Xavier McKinney falls into that category. But also think about some of these young guns that are going to get the opportunity to shine. And if they don't, you have decent depth at most of those positions outside of safety. The way that Jeff Hafley and Matt LaFleur are talking about Eric Stokes and the way he looks this offseason is really, really exciting. And if you think it's anything but exciting, you're wrong. Jeff Hafley is juiced up. He's fired up and ready for the opportunity to compete at a really, really high level for this Green Bay team. So I'm fired up about it. I think this defense could be very good. It could also be middle of the pack. But the nice part about this offense being in the position it's in as an up-and-coming team with a franchise quarterback is hopefully that could cover some woes. Right, if this defense falters, let's say, early in the season, I still think you have an offense that can put up 24 to 28 points a game. And that in the NFL should be about enough to win you most games. And we'll see the schedule release a week from today. A week from today is when the NFL schedule will drop for the Packers and obviously all 32 teams in the NFL. And you'll have a better idea of, okay, where do you play some of these opponents like the 49ers and the Rams and the Lions? Are those later in the season? Are they early in the season? You know you have a tough matchup week one in Brazil against the Philadelphia Eagles. But overall, man, this could be a 13-4 team. Probably not, but it could be. Depending on how good this defense can be. But I love seeing how rejuvenated Matt LaFleur is talking about the defense. I love seeing how excited Jeff Hafley is, the defensive coordinator who met with the media earlier in the week, and the ideas he has for this defense. Hunter, you're not a Packers fan, so you're my favorite type of person to gauge. Is my excitement unfounded? Are my expectations too high now after seeing what my Packers did to your Cowboys in the wild card round last year? Or are my feelings fair? Are my feelings validated by you as the Cowboys fan on the panel?
You know, I think it's fair. It's always when there's young players in the NFL, I think it's very easy to be excited about them, but then forgetting that, oh yeah, these guys are also very young and they may deal with adversity and run into some struggles. Hopefully those struggles for you are just what you saw in the middle of the season. And it's not Jaden Reed can't figure out how to get open anymore because DBs have tape on him. Like, you hope that it's just, he has some struggles because he's just, for whatever reason, not reading defenses quite as well and not getting to the right spots when they drop into zone or something like that. So I hate to say it, though. God, the Packers are going to be really, really good, and it sucks, and it's annoying because I have a feeling again that the Cowboys are either going to have to come up to Lambeau, or somehow things are going to shake out where Green Bay goes down to Dallas again in the playoffs, and it's not going to go well for me. It's going to be stupid, and I'm already dreading it. I want to be positive and just be like, no, the Cowboys will figure it out, but they're not going to. The Packers are really good. The Lions are going to be good. They'll be fighting for the division, and then it's going to be Minnesota and Chicago figuring out who's going to be third of those two, which is also weird that Bears fans are like this incredibly hyped. Like, I get that there are seven wins, but it's weird to me.
I understand the hype because I mentioned it earlier, right? Like, it's not super often a seven win team, like you just point out, drafts what's viewed as a generational quarterback. I get that. But you got to let them suit up the shoes first, man. Like, you got to let them put on the shoulder pads before you start acting like you're a Super Bowl contender. And that's what Bears fans do. But I get it. I mean, they've been in quarterback purgatory for pretty much their entire lives.
I know, but it's just, I think about like the NFC East, and it's probably on par with the NFC North for fan bases hating each other. And the idea of, if I were to go to, say, you know, the Dallas Stars are in the playoffs for the NHL and hear them do a cry Eagles cry chant, like, that would just never happen in Dallas. That stuff doesn't happen in Philly. Like, Chicago's the only city where they are obsessed with Green Bay. And it doesn't matter the sport. They're just obsessed with them, and it's weird to me. Like, get over it. You have other sports. Like, you're supposed to be excited about these Cubs, and yet you're chanting about the Packers.
Yeah, you're chanting Green Bay sucks.
Like, it's exactly. Just weird. It's a weird city. I don't understand that fan base. And it almost makes me dislike them a little bit as a fan base, just because it's like, you know, maybe see what's happening on the field before you try to, like, start Green Bay sucks chants in another sport.
Yeah, no, you're right about when they're playing a Milwaukee team, not even a Green Bay team, but I guess we claim them all in the state of Wisconsin. That's Tiny Hands, producer Tiny Hands, Hunter Vaughn with me. I'm Alex Strope. It's Mr. Irrelevant with you on the ESPN Milwaukee, ESPN Madison YouTube pages across ESPN Wisconsin. Coming up next, we'll chat with the Badgers' new point guard, Cameron Hunter, a transfer from Central Arkansas, going to join me coming up next. But first, we got to hear from our friends at Door County Distillery. We will do that right now. And Mr. Relevant, coming up next, we'll talk with Cameron Hunter, the transfer from Central Arkansas, coming to Madison to play for Greg Gard and the Wisconsin basketball team. I want to get a little insight into the transfer portal as well. So I'm going to ask Cam about that experience in the portal, because we've all heard about it. I just don't really know a ton about it. Like, the process in which you enter the portal and how people are contacting you, that's always fascinated me, so we'll talk about that coming up next. Cameron Hunter joins us next, right here on Mr. Irrelevant. I'm back at the legendary Door County Distillery with the legendary Beth.
Hi.
Nothing bigger right now than espresso martinis and confession. I've never had one, Beth, so I think I need you to teach me how to make one.
It's real simple. With ours, we do our Java infusion, which is our coffee-infused spirit, our vodka, some chocolate sauce, and some coconut cream, so it's dairy-free for those who can't have lactose. We're going to start with 2.5 ounces of our Java, because this is a martini, so lots of booze.
Yes!
1.5 of our vodka, about 1/2 ounce of your chocolate syrup, and your coconut cream, or cream if you prefer. Shake this for about 15 seconds.
She's a pro. I'd spill everywhere.
Strain that into our martini glass. There we go. Quick and easy espresso martini.
Time to try it. First ever espresso martinis. Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, that's delicious. That's really good. I'm an espresso martini girly now. Yeah, no doubt.
Who isn't?
Check out their website with a huge list of unique cocktail recipes at DoorCountyDistillery.com. That's DoorCountyDistillery.com.
Back with you, Mr. Relevant. Alex Strofe with you from the Gruber Law Offices. One Call, That's All studio in downtown Milwaukee at the Avenue. Producer Tiny Hands back at the Everlight Solar Studio in Madison. Hunter, we got Cam Hunter. Are you good to go?
One moment and we will have him up and ready to go.
All right, sounds good. I'm looking forward to talking a little college basketball with Cam Hunter, the new transfer from Central Arkansas, coming to play for Greg Gard and the Wisconsin Badgers. It's such a process, right? Like, we'll talk momentarily about the transfer portal with Cam Hunter, who's joining us now, but it's definitely a process, right? Like, you enter the portal, you hear from all sorts of schools, you got to make the best decision for you, and the best decision for Cameron Hunter, our guest now, Mr. Irrelevant, was in Madison, Wisconsin. Cameraman, how are you? I imagine it's been a hectic couple of months for you.
Yes, sir. It has been for sure.
So walk me through, because we hear about the transfer portal all the time, and when we do shows like this, we talk about it all the time, right? Like, this person's out, this person's in. I'm curious from a player perspective, what is that process like? Do you have to approach Central Arkansas, who you're departing from, and say, hey, I'm going to enter the portal, and then do they put your tape out? Like, walk me through what the process is for a collegiate athlete, because the new era of transfer portal is a lot different than it used to be.
So the first thing you have to do is, you know, talk to your coaching staff about that. At Central Arkansas, so that's what I did. I talked to Coach Boone, but he was dismissed and things like that. So I really had to talk too much about that to him as I did the year before that. And so my next step was to talk to, you know, the AD. It was either Natalie or Dr. T, and Dr. T was stepping down. So it was Miss Natalie. And so she sent the email back and just told me the whole process. I'm watching, you know, a video over it, filling out the paperwork. Coaching had to sign the paperwork so I could just turn it into her. Once okay. I did that, it automatically goes into a database from what I was told. And so everything just take off from there. I mean, to have your coaches have access to your videos anyway on Synergy, you know. So after that done, it's just all about, you know, just finding the best fit for you and what team and what coaches are looking for.
And we'll get to the Badgers and why it made sense for you in a second. But so how are schools contacting you? Because my understanding is you heard from like 60 schools, right, Cam? Like you were a popular guy when it came to the portal. You're hearing from schools like St. Louis and Florida State and obviously Wisconsin. Are they emailing you or are you getting texts? Are they going through your former school? How does that work?
It could be through social media, whether it's Twitter or Instagram or whether it's by your number.
Okay.
They have access to pretty much everything. I mean, it's college basketball. You know, once your name's in the portal, everything's out there. So, I mean, it was no way that you could be private, you know, if you know what I mean. So, I mean, that's how I came in contact with Coach Reef at Wisconsin was through Instagram. And then he had my number, but he wasn't sure if I had the right number because my number had changed twice before that. And so, yeah, that's how we first got in contact.
So I'm going to be honest with you, Cam, and I might sound like an idiot, which I kind of am one when I explain this to you. But in my head, I always thought it was kind of like a mixture of like Tinder and Twitter, right? Like you get like the example of like, okay, we've got this great guard from Central Arkansas. He's a left hand. He can attack the rim. He can do all these great things. Whatever, right? If there's like on Tinder, my biggest flaw is that. And then, you know, if there's DMs like there is on Twitter, that's kind of how it always was in my head. But it's a little bit more like Wild Wild West. They could hit you on Twitter. They could hit you over text. They could hit you via phone call. It's just all over the place. Is your understanding as you went through the process?
Yeah, and it really depends on a coach. You know, you have some coaches that, you know, sure, prefer to reach out simply over, you know, do social media first before they take that next step and start talking to you over the phone just to see, you know, where your mind is at and how things are going for you, you know. So it's very professional, I could say, but it's also very, very, you know, hectic. Like you said, it's a mixture of both. You have coaching staffs that are, you know, just, you know, very on it, straight to it, straight to the point. You have coaching staff, you know, they take their time with the process. And so it all really depends on who you come across and who really wants you. So
there you go. So it was about a month and a half process for you. You entered the portal March 4th. You committed to Wisconsin on April 28th. You mentioned Coach Sharif Chambliss from Wisconsin, one of the assistant coaches for Greg Gard. He reached out to you. So when did they get in contact with you, and how long did it take until that April 28th date when you said, all right, Madison's the place for me?
Coach Reef reached out to me right before I was gonna fly out to my visit to St. Louis. I was in the process of scheduling visits. I had just Io and I had came to agreement to cancel that because the Drew guy had just committed, and so I set up St. Louis, and I was gonna set up, you know, I was gonna work state, Auburn and Florida State after that. But then when Coach Reef called, he got straight to it, him and Coach Crabb, and I told them what I was looking for. They told me what they were looking for. And, you know, the interest just grew from there. And so, I mean, I was going to every visit with an open mind, you know, just seeing what was the best fit. Because, you know, I'm pretty sure, like, with the personal things went on in my life, I wanted to go away from home, had a fresh start, you know. And so I told Coach Reef that. And after that, it just really just took off. I mean, it was he respected me being on my visit to St. Louis. We didn't have much contact, but he was in contact with my pops here and there. And once the St. Louis visit ended, he was just like, man, how can I get up here? And I told him, man, I'm pretty much just working out. I'm done with school, so I'm able to get up there ASAP. And we made it happen. And when I got there, kind of caught me off guard because I was I had eight before our last flight to get there coming from Minneapolis. And it was like seven. And so we get there like 11 o'clock at night, and I'm like, hey, coach, is that McDonald's open? And I was like, I just want something quick, and we go lay down. He laughed at me and was like, man, you don't know where you're at? So I was like, no, I don't. And so he was like, I'm going to take you to get the best pizza in America. And so we went to, I think this place called Ian's or something like that.
Ian's Pizza, campus there.
Yeah. I had got, I want to say buffalo chicken. And that was the best pizza I had. Dude. After that, it was really good pizza. And after that, it was just straight basketball and just, you know, looking at the campus and things like that and just seeing how, well, you know, how much Wisconsin meant to him and Coach Crabb and Coach Gard. It really kind of, you know, stuck with me. And so it just felt like home since the day since I stepped my foot on campus and since I stepped off the airplane. And there was no question about it. I just had to, you know, pray about it and things like that. And well, everything just took care of itself, you know. And so I told Coach Gard right before I left, I was like, man, let's do it. I said, I want to rip the red and white under you. And he was just like, man, let's get to it then. And so.
Let's go. I love hearing that, Cam. I mean, yeah, it's a wild process, I imagine, right? I mean, you were the leading scorer both years you played at Central Arkansas. So a lot of people coming your way, right? Gauging your interest. And when you get to Madison, you just said it, right? It felt like home the minute you stepped on campus. But I've got to ask because it's such a unique position for Wisconsin, right? They've got a lot of guys that are heading out, right? And that's just the era of college basketball we live in. So when you evaluate that and you try to figure out, okay, it seems like this guard room is pretty open for me. Is that something that pops in your head? Like seeing that guys are exiting, does that just in your head calculate to, hey, that's more opportunity for me to do my thing?
I mean, yeah, of course. But I mean, at the same time, it was more about the fit, you know, playing style and things like that. Coach Gard likes to post, you know, bigger guards, things like that. And I'm very physical and I live in the post, mm-hmm. if you want to say that. His offensive style and, you know, it fits me also. I'm a two-way player. I play defense as well. And so, you know, he really harped on it, harped that to me and just, you know, just letting me know where I hopped in and how I can, you know, not only help them, but help myself as well on the platform that they have and things like that. And so, I mean, yeah, of course, when he told me Chucky was leaving, I knew it was a tough one for them, but I mean, at the same time, it's business. So, I mean, Chucky did what was best for him in his opinion, and Coach Gard and him had to do what, you know, they have a job to do. So they came calling and told me, you know, what was at stake and, you know, the opportunity I had. And so, of course, I took that in consideration, you know, the guard room, but also, I mean, same with Tom, just because, you know, the guard room was there don't mean it's a great fit. And so I had to, you know, I really spend a lot of time watching film, believe it or not, nice. Leading up to that visit, you know, while I was in airport, I was probably watched like over like four or five games. You know, I was in airport from sunup to sundown. So I watched about four or five games constantly, you know, trying to figure out, you know, where I fit in and things like that. And I already felt comfortable about that. And so I was just, you know, just told Coach Gard, man, you really showed me too much film. I probably don't watch more than you think I have. And so yeah, that's just how it went.
I love that, man. That's great. I mean, you're doing your research and you're making sure this works for you. What's the relationship been with some of the guys in the team so far? I know it's only been a few weeks, but have you been able to connect with some of the guys that are on the team?
Yeah, I've connected with everybody. Pretty much everybody that's coming back. JV, Cam, I connected with Tanji. I connected with Zay. I connected with Max. I connected with Big Steve, Marcus. I connected with pretty much about everything. But also, you know, it's very different, you know, over the phone than in person. So, I mean, it's a relationship that we would have to build for sure over the summer, but it's not nothing I'm just worried about because I could tell just by watching film that these guys that are, especially like Max and Big Steve who are coming back, they're here to win, you know? So, I mean, they're heart and soul of the team. So I'm just coming there to do my job to help them, you know? So, I mean, it's kind of hard. You've been in a relationship over phone these days because I'm not,
totally.
I'm on my phone, but I'm not pretty much on my phone because it's just hard. I misread it. I misread text messages a lot, and so I'm just trying to figure that out and just, you know, see what's real and what's not, you know. So, but they are genuine guys. I could tell that for sure. And so I'm excited to build a relationship with all them, you know, just in person and get to go to war with them every single night, you know. So,
Yeah, making the jump to the Big Ten, which is going to look a little bit different next year, has to be unique in your mind, right? Like you're going to one of those Power Six conferences in college basketball, which is now technically only the Power Five as the Pac-12 goes away. But you add teams to the Big Ten, which is already a very good basketball conference, like USC and UCLA and Washington and Oregon. What do you make of this new big conference? 18 teams in the Big Ten now, Cam. I imagine in your head it's just you want to get out there and play who's ever in front of you. But as a fan of the game, I imagine it's got to be like, whoa, this looks a little bit different than it did a couple of years ago.
I mean, it's a big difference coming from the Atlantic Sun, I can tell you that.
Right, yeah.
But I mean, at the same time, I'm just looking at it like, man, it's opportunity. It's a great opportunity in front of me, you know, not only to help Wisconsin, you know, men's basketball, but also to prove to myself that I belong with the best of the best. And so, I mean, when Coach Gard expressed his interest in me, it's nothing more said, you know, having for him to coach a guy like Johnny Davis, you know, and be around guys like Frank Kaminsky. You know, he's been here, you know, he's been around Wisconsin basketball for a long time. So, I mean, there's no question in my mind that he can't help me so far as with my game and so far with my expectations for myself and things like that. And so, you know, with even teams joining, I mean, same time, you know, they lace their shoes up the way I lace them. I mean, they put on shorts, they do everything. They still have to work to, you know, beat us. And we have to work to beat them. So, I mean, as long as we put the work in every single day, you know, I'm pretty confident in against anybody, you know. So, I mean, we start sometime in June. And so from that time until we first step foot in the Big Ten Conference, you know, it's going to be a war. I mean, I'm ready for it for sure. But
I love it.
Also got a lot of work to do. I could tell you that. A lot of people don't believe that I'm good. I'm 100% healthy or whatever, but we'll see. That's all I'm going to say. I mean, I've been at it for a while, by now for months. So, I mean, I'm just ready to get back out right there for sure.
You seem like a dog, dude. I love this mentality from Cam Hunter, the new Badgers guard. A couple more things for you, Cam. First off, I saw in your recruitment photo, or your commitment photo, rather, you were holding like this giant-ass boombox that had some the Motion W on it, and it was all designed. I assume that's not yours. Is that like a prop they have ready at the Kohl Center? What's the story behind that giant boombox that I saw you holding?
That's, from what I was told, that's all Max. That's all Max. It's a new speaker that they got. And so pretty much Max controls it. So, I mean, he was there my whole time. I was taking pictures, and so he was playing music out the side of it, and he had a theme song. I'm not pretty sure if I could, you know, say the theme song because, I mean, explicit words, but I mean, Max is somebody I could tell that I'm going to love for sure. Max is a dog, I could tell. So apparently that's all his idea from what I was told. You know, they had a speaker the previous year before that.
I love it.
They wanted another one with the Badger, you know, representing Wisconsin. So they got one, and that mug is loud for sure. I can tell you that. So
I just need you guys bumping that in the tunnel before every game. Get you a little hype before warmups. the boombox. I was so distracted by that. That's so funny. I saw Greg Gard talking to reporters a few weeks ago, shortly after you committed, Cam, and he compared you to a guy who's doing all right in the NBA playoffs right now. He compared you to Jalen Brunson. I don't know if you saw that he compared you to Jalen Brunson, your future head coach. What do you make of that comparison? Is there similarities in your games?
I didn't know that. I didn't know he did that, but that's pretty cool. I play off two a lot. I'm very strong. You know, I like to get in people's body, and I could three level score for sure. I could see some of that, but compared me to him right now, it's kind of crazy. But I take it though. I take the high praise. I got a lot of work to do. I can say that, but I mean, we have similar games, left-handed physical guards. You know, play off two. You know, kind of. I'm probably more athletic than Jalen Brunson. I can say that for sure. But outside of that, man, that's a tough comparison right there. You know, he's dropping 50 almost every night. So, but I mean, if Coach Gard thinks that highly of me, then that shows a lot to me, you know? So, I mean, it just shows I got a lot of work to do for sure. So,
hey, if you'll be dropping 50 a night, I think Badgers fans will be more than satisfied. I'm not setting that expectation. I'm just saying if that ends up happening, I'm just saying they'll be pretty happy with you at the Kohl Center. Last thing for you, Cam. I've been put in my ear by my producer, Hunter. He wants me to ask you, do you know who Ben Brust is? You've been a Badger for only a few weeks. Do you know who Ben Brust is?
Ben Brust? No, I do not. But it sounds familiar, though. It sounds very, very familiar.
He was so he is now he works with us. I produce his show on ESPN Wisconsin. He was on that first of back to back Final Fours back in the day for the Badgers. And I've been he wanted me to ask you if you knew who he was, and it's probably a good thing you don't know who he is, Cam. So nothing bad there, no bad juju. He was a pretty good 3-point shooter back in the day, but I think you can do some bigger and better things than Ben Brush. So he wanted me but his message to you is get after that work. But go ahead.
Yeah, I think one of the coaches I mentioned, like the names, they were just naming, you know, like guys who've, you know, had some type of success. And I think either Coach Riff or Coach Crabb might have mentioned them. I can't remember. But if he could shoot it like that, I mean, he could come out of retirement if he wants, you know.
Yeah, he sure could. I think he's out of eligibility, unfortunately. But I think he wishes he could play next to you and Max because, he'd love to get back after it. But Cam Hunter, excited to see you get after it, my man. This is a really fun conversation. Appreciate you hopping on for about 20 minutes and talking some ball with me. We look forward to seeing you in the Cardinal and White and seeing you at the Kohl Center this fall. Thanks so much for the time.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Cameron Hunter, the new Badgers guard from Central Arkansas in the transfer portal. He said so many times there, he's got a lot of work to do, right? Like, I love that mentality of never satisfied and wants to get after it. It's no secret what happened to the Badgers last year in a 12-5 matchup in the NCAA tournament. I'm sure Cam wants to lead the charge back in there in a 12-5 matchup and smoke whoever the 12 seed is. So awesome to hear that energy and that attitude from Cameron Hunter. So speaking of Hunter Vaughn, Tiny Hands, back at the Everlight Solar Studio in downtown Madison. We were talking off the air about how we had no idea how the transfer portal worked. Do you feel like you got a little insight there from Cam Hunter on the transfer portal?
Yeah, I'm shocked that you thought that it was a mix of, what did you say, Tinder and Twitter? I mean,
yes,
I shouldn't be shocked that you thought that, but that's just wild to me.
And well, I didn't know how, like, because you see, what was it, like 1,600 Division I basketball players were in the portal. I don't think you're looking at an Excel spreadsheet. I don't think that's how it works. I don't know if you can filter it. Like, I'm currently looking for apartments, right? So I can select things I want, right? Like, at least one bedroom, at least one bathroom, an in-unit washer and dryer, stuff like that. And then it'll give me my results. I don't know if that's how it works, right? Like, averaged 14 points per game in Division I. I don't know how you filter that when there's that many names in the list.
I'm going to guess that it's probably just based off of like school and position and like name, and then that's all they can filter, and then they have to figure it out from there. The Wild West description, though, definitely fits with this. The fact that he could be getting Twitter DMs and he could be getting texts or calls or emails,
but
just anyway.
One way or another, right?
Yeah, like that's insane. Like, I feel like they need to, like, limit it to a couple of different ways to get in touch with these guys instead of just being like, oh, okay, they're available. Go figure out how you want to talk to them and just go get them. Like, that's a little excessive, and I wish the NCAA would kind of reel that in a little bit because that's way too much. Like, I would have anxiety trying to figure out the best way to, like, operate all of that if I was in the portal.
I think you're right, and maybe it's something to work on, but I mean, all of collegiate athletics at this point has a little bit of stuff to fix, whether it's the transfer portal, whether it's the NIL, whether it's whatever's going on. It is certainly going to be fascinating to see as we continue in this weird era of that. I mean, look, there's no good answer, right? Like, I know we all have suggestions, but we will see. We will see. All right. Let's wrap it up. As we always do with What's Truffle, you learn something new every day. I learned something new during the show today. Hunter, did you know Scotty Miller, who burned the Packers in the NFC Championship game for the Buccaneers a couple of years ago, is still in the league?
No.
I didn't know he was still in the league.
That's crazy. Where's he at?
He signed with the Pittsburgh Steelers today, reuniting with former Falcons head coach, which I didn't know he played for the Falcons either, in Pittsburgh. So it'll be Russell Wilson to Scotty Miller, which is just a duo that, speaking of Wild Wild West, talk about the NFL these days, man, all these quarterback carousel changes. I know last week we posted an updated graphic of our predictions for the quarterback carousel. We made 11 predictions. I went technically 10 out of 10 now because Ryan Tannehill still hasn't signed anywhere. I went 6 of 10. You went 5 of 10 in our predictions between rookies and the free agent class. We did horrible when it came to the free agent class, though, right? Like, we had Russ in Atlanta. We had Kirk going back to Minnesota. We did horrible. We did get Justin Fields to Pittsburgh, but just not as a backup and maybe a kick returner. Did you read that headline, by the way? Pittsburgh is experimenting and thinking about tinkering Justin Fields as a kick returner, right? As we talked about the Bears at the top of the show and how they thought they had it made with Justin Fields a few years ago. And now we look at them where they are this year, where Justin Fields is this year. He's not only not the Bears quarterback or backup quarterback, he is the Steelers backup quarterback and might be their kick returner. So just absolute chaos for Justin Fields and the Bears former quarterback. I also wanted to throw that out there. I read that the other
day. So I did see that. Saw that on TikTok. And then it was followed up by a compilation of some of the hits that he took. So he might die if he's the kick returner because, like, he doesn't have a big frame. Like, it's not like he's a running back who can take a couple of hits. Like, he's going to get lit up and get hurt if they think they're going to try that on anything outside of, like, a throwback trick thing. No.
Do you think these new kickoff returns help, like rules help at all for him? Because I don't either. I'm with you.
Because it's still linebackers out there who play special teams. Like, it's usually your backup linebackers. They're going to kill him. It's not going to be good for him.
Hey, you're probably right. All right, that does it for us today. Big thanks to Cam Hunter for joining to talk a little Badgers hoops. It's been something I wanted to do for a couple of weeks, but with everything else going on, took a back seat. So big thanks to Cam Hunter for jumping on and talking about his new home in Madison. Big thanks to our Hunter, Hunter Vaughn, for running the show, making us sound good, and keeping us looking good as well on YouTube as well. And big thanks to our friends at Door County Distillery for helping out on the show. Check out their website, doorcountydistillery.com. They'll elevate whatever you got going on. If it's a tailgate at a baseball game, if it's just a little summer throwback, a kickback in your backyard, Door County Distillery can help elevate that. Visit their website, doorcountydistillery.com. We're back with you Friday beginning at 12:30. On the ESPN Madison YouTube pages. We'll talk to you then. I'm Alex Strove. Peace.